The Bonfire, The Siege and Burning of Atlanta by Mark Wortman. For Jody, Rebecca, and Charlie. Haven't you heard, though, about the ships where war has found them out at sea? About the towns where war has come through opening clouds, at night with droning speed farther o'erhead than all but stars and angels? And children in the ships and in the towns? Haven't you heard what we have lived to learn? Nothing so new, something we had forgotten. War is for everyone, for children, too. I wasn't going to tell you, and I mustn't. The best way is to come uphill with me and have our fire and laugh and be afraid. Robert Frost, The Bonfire. Introduction. Civil War Atlanta has been wreathed in legends. Made into the poignant epitome of the defeated South, Atlanta, as portrayed, was filled with tragic defeated Southern heroes, with nary a single solitary sympathizer for the Union or for Lincoln. The city's black inhabitants appear as passive spectators in a war fought in part over their freedom. Then there are what may be the two most famous quotations associated with the entire Civil War, both supposedly spoken in Atlanta. Both of them were invented. "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." Rhett Butler's line of 70 years ago still ranks as the most memorable ever uttered on the screen. The other is credited to General William Tecumseh Sherman as he put the torch to Atlanta 145 years ago. "War is hell." In fact, he probably never...